What it do, man? It's your boy Trade on the track. Shout out to my motherfucking label, Civil Back ENT. Hottest producer slash artist in Scotland County. Shout out to Cal 229. BJ the best. We in here. Turn up. Let's go.
Yeah, get a little girl, back that ass up. I pick it up, girl. I drop that ass, girl. I pick it up, girl. I drop that ass, girl. I pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. I pick it up, I pick it up. Not drop it, girl. Not drop it, girl. Not pick it up.
This is why you come to knock it long. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it long. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it long. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it long. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it long.
North Carolina, right?
Huh? You
know
me?
Yeah, I grew up. Well, I was young.
I know. And they don't know me. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I know that damn brother.
You used to be at Market Park Store.
Market Park Store, right there.
Yeah.
Like, I was from Market Park Store.
Yeah, because we from the same place. You been there
long. I know that. I tried to tell her. That damn listen. And I still had me. You got that damn money. She didn't know what the fuck to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You like being down here on B Street, though?
Right there. It's a, you know, Speedway?
Yeah.
It's on my road.
I see you like being down here?
Yeah, I like being up here, but I'm crazy whack. I ain't doing no more crack. I can't.
But that's all the dope down there, though.
That's a damn dope, but I ain't fucking smoke,
though. All the dope down there. Where you going?
Why was that? That's that damn dope.
Where, Lambert?
That damn sweet.
Where?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that new recipe.
Yeah.
That's that damn dope. Shit, it's up. It's that shit for a day. I got down a month. You have a lot of that damn sale.
Damn. Just skirt the bottom of that. God damn, she skirt that. So you from Lawnburg but came into the military?
I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? I left for Bragg or somewhere.
So how you get to Lawnburg though?
I got Lawnburg. I was staying in Lawnburg.
So you from Lawnburg or you just stayed out?
From Lawnburg. Yeah, I'm from Lawnburg. I was staying in Lawnburg.
I know, but like my grandma and mom used to tell you she used to be in the military back in the day.
Yeah,
she said you was in the military a long time ago, but he be like, yo, you want some change? You got some change?
I'll take three in the morning, okay?
Another day, another dollar, baby.
Yeah. Man, welcome to the show, man. It's Cat 229 Radio, man. We here with the boy Trey 8 on the track, man. What it do, man?
Man, you already know, bro, man. Just chilling, relaxing, man, in the studio.
Hey, man. Hey, shit. I'm sitting here in front of the big screen looking at Power while I do this interview. But check this out, man. So tell people where you from so we can go ahead and goddamn get into this good money shit.
Man, you already know, bruh. For one, I'm from Lawnburg. It's a little town in North Carolina, man. You already know. I started from the ground up. Now I'm making it. Only thing I see is new dollar signs, man. Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
Hey, big bro, do it one more time because I think we lost service a little bit. Just shout it out one more time.
Yeah, man, I'm from Longbird, Scotland County. You already know, a little small town in North Carolina, man. Man, I'm coming from the ground up.
Word, man. We from the same town, man. Like I said, man, I was just doing my inventory. I'm always checking for new talent and shit, you know what I'm saying? So for the most part, I was like, you know what I'm saying? You popped up on my screen, and I was like, damn. I was like, you said Scotland County. Once you said that, you know what I mean? I just had posted about the game that was going on today. You know what I'm saying? I had, you know, shot the game out. I ain't been in one game, but for the most part, I'm always supporting the school, Scotland High. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I seen your post, and I was like, let me check it out. You know what I mean? And I went and checked it out, and I was like, yo, this shit's good. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, damn.
Yeah, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? On some shit, I was like, you know, I'm a Longbird nigga. He said he's from Longbird. Until I found out that we are brothers. That was the thing. I was like, this is my fucking brother. We grew up together. This is
small world.
Goddamn, reconnect with my own brother. But yo, it's a blessing and an honor to be interviewing you and your team today, man. Goddamn, why don't we pause around this bitch? You hear me?
Yes, sir.
So, man, tell the people what you done, how you done did it, and, you know what I'm saying, let's go back after that and talk about some Longbird days, you did?
All right, man. Man, so right now, only thing I'm doing, working on my mixtape, first day out. You know, man, I got jammed up in a little situation with the little police and shit, man. Got locked up, lost everything. They took everything from me, but they couldn't take my studio. I got out the county, got back in my studio, start making my beats, start jumping on my own beats, start sending it out, man. Now I'm global now. Now I'm ready to go around the world, man.
Hey, you ain't going to your NWA bag, did you?
Think I did.
Nigga with an attitude. Nigga ain't playing with y'all, nigga.
Okay.
Man, that's crazy. So let's talk about this. How long you been making beats, bro? Like, I'm amazed because, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I've been making beats going on 3 years, bro. 3 years and a half. About to be 4 years with 2024.
Hey, we lose connection, brother.
Hello.
Yo.
You hear me good?
Right now.
You hear me good now?
Right now.
All right. So boom. So I start making beats, bro, right about 3 years ago. 2024 be 4 years. But any damn way, man. Thanks for Timberland, Crash, Mariah G, you know, they helped me out. They helped me out through my producing career, man. You feel me?
So
like that, like Timberland.
Yeah, like saying Timberland. The BA champions.
Can you hear me, bro? Yeah.
VA stamping you. VA stamping you.
Oh yeah. All time, man. All time, bro. Like on some real shit, bro. Timberland really fucked with me, man. I swear to God, man, that man took his time out for the damn day, bro. Helped Trey 8 to do the gross beat, man. I ain't no gross beat that damn fine. Another thing for all my producers out there that making their beats, bro. Gross beat is the motherfucking key, man. Learn it.
You said what again? Gross beat?
Gross beat.
Gross beat like the food?
No. It's a plug-in on FL Studios. A stock plug-in.
Okay. Okay. hey, I'm not a producer, you know. I thought you were talking about some food. I'm about to think that. I think you said it's a roast beef. Hey, hold on, I got
some
right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, bro, man. My phone hitting up right now. Motherfucker wanna buy beats. I told him I just got sent to the store, man. Go buy beats, man. Go buy a beat.
Hey, shit. Hey, so you are independent company, right? That's what you say.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Can I got my own label.
So can you like dive into what it's like to, you know, really, you know, saying see your vision come through as a business owner at this point versus just the, you know, a superstar producer?
I'm tell you like this. I'm tell everybody like this who listen to the radio, bro. If you want to be independent, man, the main thing about being independent, go in for yourself, man. Don't never let nobody tell you wrong. Believe in yourself.
Hey,
say that again.
Say it again. Finish. Yeah. Keep. Go ahead. Say it again. Lost service.
For all my producers that's out there, independent, stay humble to yourself, man. That's one thing I learned, bro, about this shit, bro. You got to put money on yourself. Don't never wake up, try to make a song, post it on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and just post it and think it's going to go somewhere, because it's not. You got to put money on yourself, man. Put money on yourself. Have faith in yourself. And watch what God got stored for you.
Now, so for the producers that's out there, right? I mean, what have they have been putting? Do you have to put it in the right way, you know, when it comes to spending some money? Or is it like...
You right, can just keep... right.
You and then got you got to. Fucked up packages for you. Like, niggas say anything.
Right, right. Okay. You got to, bro. See, when that comes down, you really gotta read on agreements, bro. really read your agreements. If you don't read that agreement, bro, like you probably be jumping on that man track. Don't even know every time you getting played, that man getting paid for his goddamn track. It's all about your numbers, bro. It's all about your numbers.
Okay.
And when I talk about your numbers, that mean your accounts.
Okay. So, civil back ENT. What does that mean? What that mean to the family?
We gorillas, baby. Family. Nobody left behind. We all take care of each other. Like a silver bet do.
I like that. That's hard, man. That'll beat some niggas ass too.
Okay. Don't go with that bullshit. We put the gun down and go fist to fist like a man.
What? Okay. Break the gun out your hand too.
All right.
I'm saying. So let me ask you a question. Coming from North Carolina, right? What's your opinion about the state of it when it comes to being at the position of a billion-dollar business? Because, I mean, you know, we didn't get into hip-hop, you know, yes, we started like late 2000. We've been in music, but when it came to hip-hop, why is we the front seat of driving this motherfucker at this point? Because why we didn't come out when Texas was out, and why we didn't come out when, Memphis then was out, and what, you know what I mean, or New York? Or we came out now in the position of a billion-dollar company?
Tell you the truth, bro, and I think it was like the fucking doubt, bro. You know, cause like the big cities, like they already had their big labels and everything, bro. Like we coming from North Carolina, bro. We ain't really got a lot of big labels and stuff, bro. We don't really got too many artists that came out. Like, you feel me? Now we got.
I think
we
it was
got,
real.
Right.
It was real dumb boy.
Like, you feel, like real talk, bro. Real talk, man. On some real shit.
I thought about that shit too as a young kid. I was like, man, nobody give a fuck about being on artists. We had no Jackson 5. Nobody was trying to be no motherfucking big star. I mean, my was actually big star. Nobody got there really selling this shit. Like that nigga was a star because he sold that shit. That nigga ain't no star because he, you know, he didn't even take that money and buy no motherfucking record label. That nigga took his money and bought a goddamn food truck.
Right. Right, well, I swear, boy.
That's fine.
listening to you.
Turning up on this interview, Trey 8.
We're gonna wait till he get ready to come back in. Yo, can you hear me? Mic check.
Can you hear me? I'm right here, bro. Yeah, I hear you.
I bet. But like I was saying, like, you know, most of the people that we was grew up watching and shit, they niggas was real dope boys. Like, I ain't never really too many times seen them, you know, taking that shot. Like, niggas was in Memphis was actually, even though they were selling dope in Memphis, they had motherfuckers from back in the 70s were ready to go with a record store back then. They had Elvis Presley from off the block, you know what I'm saying? If that nigga wasn't a football player, now I know gospel singers that start, you know what I'm saying? I think it's an independent moment for a motherfucker that's in gospel. Like, I could see that faster than goddamn me saying me being a rapper, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we'll be opinion about that, just looking at that role at that time, coming off them dirt roads and shit.
Man, I remember them days like it was yesterday. Bro, I swear, on thing, bro, I swear, man, you bringing back times now. Come on, them damn days, bro. Man, I was thinking, bro, like, man, one day I'm going to be just like them. I'm gonna buy my mama a big ass house. Mama gonna have her a nice ass car. Like, mama ain't gotta work nowhere, no goddamn way. You feel me, man? Right, I was on that shit. Hell yeah, bro. I swear, man.
That's crazy, man. And a lot of times, man, I think about, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, because I actually got a chance to grow up in New York as a kid. So I sat down, I was like, these niggas got it. Like, if they want to go to Def Jam, even though they wasn't looking for it, like, motherfuckers in the city wasn't really looking for that shit. But I'm like, that nigga, that office is somewhere in between these buildings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, somewhere over there, goddamn me and goddamn LL Cool J's on the same block. I mean, I don't know what building he in, but that nigga backed up somewhere. I'm like, yo, you know, come from, bro. Hey, I feel like, you know, damn, don't let me forget his name. Give me a second. Anthony Hamilton. I don't know how the hell I forgot that. You know what I'm saying? Where that coming from, where I'm from. Mm. Like, nigga, I came off a dirt road, nigga. Like, this shit start from a dirt road, nigga. This shit don't start from pavement. Even niggas in Atlanta ain't start from dirt roads. Like, y'all niggas, somebody was trying to do this shit back, and then that's why you got Jermaine Dupri.
Hey, shout out to Jermaine Dupri, though. I swear to God, bro, man, that's a nice ass producer, bro.
You feel me? Y'all got a chance to because I told that nigga that shit back then, like, ain't they can get him connected. The only way we getting connected is we're gonna have to go to church with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wanna show off your music, you know, music skills and some shit like that, and actually, like, make some money doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? You gonna have to go through the church route, because gospel is from, you know what I'm saying? It's really from North Carolina. I don't know that for certain, but for the most part, from all the history that I done watched, like, that gospel stuff came from here. Yeah. Our biggest artist in the state is Shirley Caesar.
Yeah, it is. Big fact.
You see what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to that R&B shit, nigga, we reign supreme.
Oh, yeah. Well, we sold. We got that soul in our body, man. We're down south, baby.
You feel me? But see, it's a different though, because everybody here, the South been running it, right? But can't nobody give you that soul shit like the Carolinas. Like, you can't go to who's more soulful. I mean, just think about this shit. KC and JoJo with R&B. R. Kelly can't fuck with goddamn KC.
That's a good one right there.
You feel what I'm saying? KC and JoJo done been on Tupac mama from Lumberton, nigga. Fuck out of here.
right. Still stand though.
You did.
Right.
Cause she put the sauce down to have a young boy. Like, it's a difference though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get to enjoy him different than we get to enjoy. We got to enjoy where the fuck the soul come from. The mama was from the Carolinas.
Right.
You did. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got real deal hard hitters out this motherfucker. But the main thing is, nigga, that shit crazy on how we have to try to create success. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas got down the road access. Like, niggas from Atlanta, all he got to do is find the right motherfucker. He find his cousin Jim Ball that's connected with goddamn little so-so from goddamn, you know, from this right here. Boom. He all he got to do now is rap.
Hell, yo.
And know his name. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But not to dive into all that. It's just my opinion about the rap shit. You know what I'm saying? So, what's your plan with Silverback and what you finna do with it for the next 10, 20 years?
Next 10, 20 years, bro, I'm gonna be one of the number one label, one of the bestest artists that ever came out, being a producer / artist. Like right now, I'm on Pharrell Nick. I'm on Pharrell Nick right now, you hear me? I'm on Pharrell Nick right now, you feel me? Damn right. I swear, bro, sometimes, bro, I feel like calling for real, bro. Call for real, like, hey, bro, they got them make a beat challenge and go on one of our beat challenges. Let's get that going. You feel me? Also, real shit, bro. You feel me? Like, I make my own music. I make my own music. I get on my own music. I engineer my own music. I'm a true magician. I'm a true magician, baby. Trade on the track.
You know what's crazy, bro? You ever thought about Ninth Wonder?
Ooh.
He's from Winston-Salem.
Right, he damn sure is too, bro. I forgot all about that, bro.
Because he got Rap City right now. And Rap City off that goddamn. He was on two Notorious albums, bro. She was on that goddamn Anderson Peak, and she was on that motherfucker goddamn Kendrick Lamar Pepper Butterfly.
Right, and she damn sure was, bro. I swear she was.
Bro, hey, I sat down and studied. I was like, but I think we just gotta, you know, when I think about our artists, like, cause bro, I know that we got the talent, you know what I'm saying? But it only got utilized when we went to church, you know what I'm saying? It never got utilized. Like, them niggas practice, niggas be around. Yo. Like, come on, bro. Like, even in Memphis, even though they probably didn't have a good run for a certain amount of time, bro, it was somebody always in place in their music industry. Like, Yo Gotti had it for a certain amount of time, then Doc Ham got it. Now you got like 30 of them now. You see what I'm saying? But back then, them niggas had motherfucker, they had Elvis Presley. Niggas had motherfucking goddamn, what's the Isaac Hayes? Motherfucker had goddamn 360 Poppy. Them niggas was doing that shit for. And all that, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas was doing that shit for a good minute. They made Player Fly. They made motherfucker goddamn Gangsta Black. They made motherfucker Skinny Pimp. These niggas wasn't even famous, but these niggas was legendary. You know what I'm saying? MJG. They had somebody always in a, you know, in somewhere investing into this shit. You know, then. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if you want selling a pack or goddamn. You better be doing something for a nigga in North Carolina to kind of be like, you know, say like, nigga, we ain't wasting our time on that rap shit, nigga. You know, back in the day.
Right. And you know, a lot of people was on like shutting a lot of us down, bro, when we were trying to do our music shit, bro. They feeling like we ain't going no well. We like, that's why I'm glad the Adam Rhythm had changed, bro. Like right now. Like you can jump, you can make a record, bro. You can promote yourself, bro. You can get yourself out there, bro. It's not hard for you to get known now. It's not hard. Right. Only thing you gotta do, put some money on yourself.
Right. You feel me,
bro? Like I could say, bro, big facts. Out of these 2 years, bro, I done put 8 bands on myself. You got
like you're supposed to,
and then you got like you're supposed to, but it's like. You got some people out here like they just want to make a song. They don't even want to put $100 on a song. Like you don't got faith in yourself. That's why I was telling early on this podcast, bro. Respect yourself and have faith in yourself. Don't never let nobody tell you wrong, bro. Never believe in yourself. You can't go nowhere if you don't believe in yourself.
You heard it first.
People gonna down you everywhere you go. But it's up to you to know yourself.
They say you gotta goddamn get 100 no's before you get 1 year. So motherfuckers be getting a damn 78 and goddamn crap out.
Okay.
So target? Like, how many no's can you take before you get your yes?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be illmatic because, like, you know, like this radio station right here, bro. Like, I knew that mine was gonna be more of the long run because I wanted to be a staple. I didn't want to be like, you know, I don't want to be out running around chasing for motherfuckers. I said, nah, shit, hell. Mm-hmm. Let me be Fox 99 motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, who just need to get their shit dropped. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Ain't got time for all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we don't have. Like, you know, if we didn't, you know, we don't, our people, the radio station have to play with the fuck the check coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Yup. Big facts.
This shit right here is more network. You know what I'm saying? Come through, drop. I got enough fan base. If your shit hot, I get more fan base. But at the same time, hell, they'll know who the fuck a hot one because they're going to be liking what the fuck. Like, it's undeniable. He going to get the same fan. They're going to find his shit. When they find his shit, all of them going to go over there and kick it with him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come back and promote some more new shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen to this conversation and get with this shit. But damn, I like track one. Track one, I'm going to go find out. I'm gonna go to YouTube. Oh, that's the song right there. If it ain't video, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Take all day, any radio station, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, bro, follow the blueprint, right, when it comes to paying these motherfuckers, but at the same time, you gotta have a door open for the motherfuckers who just, you know what I'm saying, they at where they at. Like, you ain't got to worry about no hassle. Then you got a good story? All right, cool, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Your product good? All right, cool. I'm going to work with you. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they going to come.
All the time.
My fan base all over.
Look, bro.
Overseas.
Hey, look. I'm glad. And look, I ain't mean to cut you off, but I'm glad you did say that. Look, because, bro, I done had many little niggas come to my studio, bro, and they just leaving the damn studio. That whole studio. Don't even like the way how the damn studio missed that damn track. They come to the Silver Bat studio. They want to get refreshed. Okay.
I see.
All right, bro. That's what I'm like, man. Like, on some real shit, bro. That's why I'm like, I'm glad I'm still in my motherfucking town, bro. Everybody in my motherfucking city know who the fuck I am.
That's definitely real shit. And that's what we don't have. Like, who gonna be I goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Who gonna be Motown? And listen, don't get me wrong. Everything true about, you know, staying in your town, you know, could be detrimental to people's careers and all that shit. But I'm like, but at the same time, like, first of all, y'all need to wait. Me personally, I feel like when it comes to this money, we will know what to do with it because we understand. They wasting their time playing with the money. They want to go get guns and start shooting each other. Like, nigga, you trying to goddamn crack open some shit, crack some jobs. Like, we ain't got time to play with y'all. We been had uncle gun law, nigga. We been running around with guns.
Right. We were running with goddamn guns with no law.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, bet no law or law, man. We still gonna have a gun.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that rap I got good. Him and his homeboys is outside shooting with the motherfucker.
Ain't gonna spank your ass.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, right. So I know why they got a super intense connection with guns. Like, yeah. Y'all think, first of all, listen. We from a community where a motherfucker come to get your ass. They're not shooting up the whole block for what, nigga? Because you ain't gonna never see everybody outside on the corner at one time anyway, nigga. We don't hang out like that.
Okay.
That's not how we hang out. You know what I'm saying? You'll never catch niggas just sitting on a corner. You know what I'm saying? All of them, where you gotta spray the whole block. You'll never do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, bro.
You got to come down to catch the nigga. And then there's too much places to run for you to even try to goddamn. You gonna be done wasted all your motherfucking bullets. You gonna have to actually get up on that motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna have to get up on that motherfucker versus you playing games like that. All y'all niggas in the other city? And it's just my opinion. All that extra shit, y'all niggas missing. You shooting kids.
I swear, man. And we can't work. You can't respect no man like that. You can't never respect no man like that, bro. You hitting innocent kids, man.
Yeah, spread them over, motherfucking nigga. You can't shoot. That's what that means.
niggas running and shooting behind themselves.
Man, nigga, So first of all, in towns like this right here, bro, you'll see a motherfucker one on one. Like, I ain't no goddamn nigga. Nah, you gotta make that decision. If you really got people that moment, you gonna see that motherfucker one on one. See, y'all don't have to see each other one on one. Y'all niggas be standing on the east side all the way on the other side of town and shit. On time, y'all get the banging on wax is when y'all hear about each other and shit. And one day, y'all may cross each other. Nah, you gonna have to see me. We gonna be on the goddamn, on the walking one way, nigga. This me and you now, you ain't about that life then.
Okay.
Keep on walking me.
Okay. All right. Come again, say what?
You know what I'm saying, nigga? We right there. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what it is. Then plus, bro, a lot of towns don't have the type of niggas that come from our town anyway, too. Like, I don't think nobody never recorded me personally, our culture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody was down there making, there's people probably making movies now and all that shit like that, but we like the less place that don't have the most recording of people recording each other of being greatness. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got no story out Biggie Time Dope Dealer. Mm-hmm. You can go to Atlanta, they got a story right, they got a document right now on this nigga. That nigga was a regular nigga on the block. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Whoever the people that was in our town, you know what I'm saying? They don't have no documentary. These niggas was reigning supreme. You feel me?
Right, bro. Hell yeah. They motherfuckers got their goddamn game fucked up, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of history that have not been, because motherfuckers just really don't know shit about the states like that. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's like why the fuck do you think, bro, we ain't even got, bro, New York got the most basketball courts.
They damn so do. They got, why the fuck they even got famous street courts.
You tell me. Why not have the stars that we have when it comes to doing basketball? Let's do the numbers, you know what I'm saying? But not to be on some, you know, back and toes and shit, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. That nigga played on a dirt court like we played on a dirt court, nigga.
Right.
Them niggas, everybody in New York right now, I don't give a fuck if you broke or rich. You can go play on a nice court somewhere. You got a basketball court everywhere. They gotta go to your backyard with your big ass rock waller. I mean, not literally, but literally. You know what I'm saying? And play against this shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't know those niggas dogs.
Okay.
This nigga back hop, you know what I'm saying? This nigga back get out and gotta get your ass. But you know what I'm saying? I say this. So who all is on the team with you?
Man, on my team, man. Shit, bro. You got me. You got Trey Broom. You got Rollo Mills. You got Two Time. And you got Hellboy.
Okay. And what? Y'all like a collective
or civil bats?
Yeah, so like what is the collective or you know, who a rapper? Who
we all independent artists.
Okay.
We all independent.
Okay, so you know, which I like, we'll say for the sake of like dungeon family type thing.
Yeah, family business.
Without, you know, not doing it exactly like them, but just at the same time, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or we Wu Tang with it.
You already know, man. Civil bat shit, man. Welcome to the Congo.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, welcome to the Congo, man. Yeah, civil bat shit, man.
So, well, I guess what you plan to do for Lawnburg once you do what you gotta do, as in your career.
I'm already doing that now.
And what's that? I mean, I don't want to be in your business. I know how I understand when it comes to doing work like that. You know, everybody don't need to know.
Shit, man, with this shit, everybody already know who I am, man. You feel me? Like, I'm stamped in my city.
Okay.
My city, My city know who the fuck I am. Like,
That's a fact.
Boom. I want to do a track. They come to Simpleback Studio. Big bro, sit on down. Hold up. Before we make your track, do you got your numbers? You got your BMI account? You got your song trust? Do you got your gov? Come on. We ain't about to do all this. We about to get all this shit together. I'm introducing all my little niggas and my team about these splits. How to goddamn do they shit? How to label your shit? I'm teaching as I go.
So, and the reason why you do that is why?
Cause we in Longbird. We coming from shit. Everybody look over us. But when we come out, we got a big bro, we got legendary stars from the motherfucking time, man. Shout out to Tony McCray, real talk, bro doing it, real shit, bro really doing it, bro play for the Cincinnati Bengals.
So what we gotta do, kind of like just grab the game in Toco as a small town, or what we gonna have to do just to control the whole, like the whole board with the shit? Grab the whole board.
We gotta grab that bitch by the neck, throw it down, and start stumping on the neck. Keep our foot on the neck. We coming out strong.
Because I think, from my understanding, bro, sometimes I believe in timing, right? I think the way that we do music, because first of all, I think a lot of people come and steal our lingo, and then they go out and coin the shit in different states and then make it seem like it's their shit. And I be like, who to say you didn't come through here? Because everybody know we ain't had no rappers, so you could have heard this country shit here. Mm-hmm. And went home and like, you know that shit. Cause still to the day, can't nobody's who flow still better than Petey Pablo, even though he wasn't hot for a long time. Like that nigga had flow. I don't give a fuck nobody say that nigga said putting the button in the car make it go It ain't bars. Like who could stop? You know what I'm saying? Like that shit cut. That nigga made a song called North Carolina and it went platinum.
Right. It's out, bro, cause like one, ain't no state in United States got more little damn cities than goddamn North Carolina's. We got the most counties in any damn state.
True. I thought Texas probably had more counties.
Hell fuck no. We got the most damn counties. North Carolina's a big ass state.
Now, I'm asking you a question.
We got Mountain
South region. Carolina.
Are we in?
South Carolina.
What about South Carolina?
We know that it's a difference, right?
It's a bit different.
But what can we do? We never really helped each other. Like, I know for a fact Virginia and North Carolina worked together before. That's how Petey Pablo came, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? If somebody duplicate that same history, I think we'll get another success like that again. You know what I'm saying? Something about that culture, and probably something about us that, you know what I'm saying, the shit works, right?
Right.
But for some odd reason, as a South Carolina and North Carolina, I don't know, you know, why we haven't came together when it came to something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even maybe producing two or one rapper, one producer from North Carolina, you know, get a rapper from South Carolina, or South Carolina producer, get a rapper from North Carolina. Because obviously, when it comes to our shit, we can really, you know what I'm saying? But nigga ain't even gotta do, bro. No, the nigga ain't even gotta sell mixtapes.
Nah, you really ain't gotta sell mixtapes no more, bro. On some real shit, bro. You can make you a single and put your single out, have your numbers and everything on your shit, bro. send that motherfucker out, bro, and collect your royalties, bro. On some real shit. On some real shit. That's on that independent shit. Now, if you're on that independent shit, that's like you're on that stock market and shit. You feel me? You got to know. You got to know. You got to know what your algorithm is. I ain't mean to go nerdy.
Wanna do, bro? We can get it, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro, bro. When you talking, bro, huh? When I heard your ass was sneaking behind my back, bro, huh? You your ass beat, bitch. Don't give a fuck, bro, huh? I'm on my shit, eh? You wanna talk that shit, love me, let get it, bitch. Don't give a fuck, cause I'm this fast, bitch. Open my shit, yeah. You wanna talk that shit, let go and get this shit, little bitch. I got that money.